It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:47, quickly to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. I'm Tommy Tucker on WWL. Jeff, tell me about Derek Carr and the likelihood of, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How are you?
Right. How was the trip to L.A.? Good? Other than, you know,
It was nice. The great weather, and then we went and watched a really, really unfortunate football game.
It was hard to watch, I'm telling you. It really was, but I'm looking ahead to better things. Derek Carr, well, no, but really, I mean, you look at what's going on in Cincinnati, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but they got Joe Burrow. You look at what's going on in, where else was it? I mentioned that struggling, they got the quarterback. They got their quarterback, so it could be –
Jets, probably.
Trevor Lawrence, yeah, that's what it was, the Jaguars. Or okay. The Jets either way, right? So, but we didn't have our quarterback. Hopefully we'll get him back on Sunday. Thoughts? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the expectation is that he gets out to practice later today, and ideally, you know, if things go well, he'll play. He had throwing sessions last week. He had another throwing session on Monday. Dennis Allen said it was about 50 throws. And then kind of how he bounces back from that, how his body kind of feels kind of coming back from that and going through a couple days practice is going to be a big thing. But, yeah, I think the hope is that he's out there and you can try to start to get this thing turned around. Like, I think it's easy to lose perspective of the last 3 weeks in the sense of, like, man, this is a six-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. You know, the first three games of that losing streak, while bad, were was a picture of a team that was kind of right there and just needed to figure out how to win games. Mm-hmm. The Kansas City game notwithstanding, it's the last 3 weeks where you've been relying on a rookie quarterback who I think probably just wasn't ready to be thrown into that situation, that it really, really got away from you, and in large part because you just couldn't put points on the board. You know, if you take away that second quarter against the Bucs, which was largely about, hey, the defense is forcing turnovers and giving the offense really good opportunities to score. I mean, you're talking about an offense that's put up 19 points in the other 11 quarters of football. And I'm taking away the safety from that. So, you know, if you can get an offense to go out there and score some points, you know, that'll make life easier on your defense. Because I think you go to that Chargers game and you say, hey, the big complaint about our defense was we couldn't stop the run. And we stopped the run in that game, right? You kept points off the board. I don't think the Chargers scored in the first quarter of that game. Like, so you gave your offense a chance. They weren't able to take advantage. You'd hope that if you put Derek Carr back in there, you're a little more functional and you can take advantage of some of those things. Especially going out to Carolina should be a win. You know, there's, you know, if the Saints are one of the worst teams in the league, which the last 3 weeks would make you believe, they're not worse than the Panthers. The Panthers are the 32nd best team in this NFL right now. So, you know, you go win a game and you see if you can string some more together after that. But, yeah, I think the idea is you're going to get Derek Carr back and things are going to start to look a little bit better.
Do we know anything about Pete Werner or not? Did he get nicked up?
No. Yeah, it looked like he came off the field with some sort of discomfort after that. You know, he missed that interception late in the game. Looked like he went down kind of awkwardly. It didn't seem like it was – so he was dealing with a hamstring injury prior to that. It didn't look like he was dealing with anything hamstring-related. So we'll have to see on the injury report today exactly what he's listed with. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we don't know exactly what it was. It doesn't seem like anything significant, though.
Yeah, I think not to us, but I think I know maybe what it seems like what it was, but we don't need to talk about that. Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying, the Saints wide receivers. You don't really have a star out there, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Chris Olave had a really solid game. You know, he had to get 8 catches, 107 yards in his first game, going over 100 yards. He was able to get out of the game without a concussion, so that's always a nice thing, because there was a point in that game where we thought he might have had a concussion because his first catch of the game he got unloaded on.
I got to correct myself, Jeff, because, again, it goes to who's throwing the ball, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris didn't really play either of the first two starts with Spencer, so it's tough to put that on him, right? Because he caught a pass, got concussed, missed the rest of that game, missed the next game. So, yeah, I mean, you'd hope that you can kind of build on that. You know, he didn't exactly blow anything up from a receiving perspective when Derek was in there. So we'll see how that goes. But, no, I mean, without Rashid, you know, you're going to have to rely on him a lot more. I'm hopeful that you can continue to get the tight ends involved. We'll have to see Kendre Miller in terms of can he play. You know, he dealt with the hamstring injury in camp. Now he has a hamstring injury to the other leg. So hopefully it's not as significant as that previous one, and it's not going to keep him out for an extended period of time, but we'll have to wait and see. But, no, I think the playmakers on offense, you're definitely, you know, you don't have enough. Let's put it that way. It doesn't seem like you have enough. And we'll have to see what they do in terms of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He was added to the roster last week. He did not play. You know, it's tough to learn an offense in 4 to 5 days and go out there and execute. So we'll have to see if maybe this week he's able to pick that up and get out there against the Panthers, and that'll give you a little bit more of a deep threat than you've had. Right now you're kind of relying on Mason Tipton in that role, and as much as the team likes Mason Tipton, it's, you know, you're relying on a UDFA and a key role of your offense. That's not ideal. So we'll have to see. But, no, I think when you look at the offense, the playmakers are not there. Like, you don't have the level of playmakers that you'd like at this point.
And real quick, before we let you go, not just playmakers, but it seemed like watching the game, I got the feel that every time somebody had a chance to step up and make a play, they didn't. If you want to talk about the dropped interception, whatever, it just seems like every time they had a chance, they were close but didn't do it. Do you get the idea that maybe once this team, once people start stepping up and make plays, that it gets contagious?
You'd hope, and yeah, the defensive backs on contested catches was definitely a problem in that game. Yeah, you were in position multiple times. The ball got completed over your head. You know, those are kind of those 50-50 opportunities that they're 50-50 for a reason. They could go either way. You need to win, you know, enough of those to swing the result, and they just didn't. I mean, every chance they had, it seemed, to make a play in a key moment didn't get made, and the Chargers made them. So that's how you lose games.
I'm optimistic. We'll see. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. And I'll say it again, if y'all are not turning down that sound and listening to Mike Haas and Deuce and Jeff on the sideline, you're missing out. Taking a break, coming back, finding out what Newell's got for us today on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.